Community service can come in a lot of shapes and sizes. And in the Bay Area, it comes in a lot of different flavors, too. In San Francisco, the nonprofit organization Curry Without Worry brings the usually hard-to-find Nepali cuisine to anyone who's hungry.
Happy Tuesday, everybody!
Each week, volunteers help prepare and serve free dishes in the Civic Center's UN Plaza. The gathering attracts both homeless people and those who are simply craving a delicious Nepali meal. KLW's Rachel Wong got in line just in time to bring us this story.
Around 5 p.m. on a cold, windy Tuesday, an eclectic mix of people stand in a long line at Civic Center's UN Plaza in San Francisco. Some have big travel backpacks, a couple have tough-looking dogs, and a few are dressed like they just came from work. They're all standing patiently, like they've done this before. A bright orange and yellow minivan pulls up onto the plaza, and a team of volunteers wearing orange aprons emerge and quickly set up tents, tables, and giant metal vats of steaming food. You can smell ginger and garlic.
Happy Tuesday.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm trying to make it a happy Tuesday.
A free meal is served here every Tuesday, courtesy of an organization called Curry Without Worry. The meal is pretty different from many local soup kitchens. No sloppy joes, no mac and cheese. Chef Hari Tamang explains what's on the menu today.
Dal, lentil soup, mixed vegetable, rice, achar, puri.
Puri is a fried bread, and achar is a spicy tomato-based chutney made with a Himalayan spice called timor. Tamang picks up one of the timor seeds, which looks like a peppercorn.
And this is the very healthy for our human body. It has a power to cure your cancer. It has a power to get rid of all the, your negativities. It has a power to kill the, all the skin disease. And it has a power to rebuild your immune system.
These are pretty strong claims for a spice, but the good intentions are clear. The spices are used alongside fresh vegetables, not canned ones, and everything is vegetarian.
There's at least two servings right there of vegetables, and that's really hard to get.
That's Cynthia Jean Lee, who lives in a shelter and relies on free meals like this one. Vegetables are only part of the reason Lee shows up here.
Yeah, I'm trying to network and meet people. I'm really a Texan at heart, and Texans are gregarious people. And cities are not usually places you can be gregarious, but this is the best I can do, is network with all these nice people. So,
she's networking with a pretty diverse crowd here. You often don't know who's homeless and who isn't. Like Frankie LaFleur. He's got a home outside the city, but he's made a habit of coming by before his graveyard shift at work. He always helps set up and then grab something to eat.
It's not like a food line. It's more of a gathering of different walks of life that come here to eat.
God bless Curry Without Worry.
Thank you. That's karma.
Everyone just blends in, and that's the point. Volunteer and board member Jerry Coakley describes it.
We're all eating together, we're all in the hearth, we're all in community, and for a moment everything stops and we're connecting.
This connecting is what the founder, Shrawan Nepali, intended when he started the organization. These days he splits his time between here and Curry Without Worry's Nepal chapter, which provides pretty much the same thing, but attracts mostly Kathmandu street children. He himself grew up in an orphanage in Nepal and received help from others to make it to the United States, so all of this is his way of giving back. Volunteer Jerry Coakley says she's also seen this desire to give back among some of the people they serve. She remembers a struggling student she once served meals to, returning later to repay the favor by volunteering.
It could be any of us at any time, you know, in that line for whatever reason. But it's fun to see that a meal can change a person's life. It makes you want to go to Nepal. It makes you want to create a bridge.
In a way, Curry Without Worry is already a bridge. And to experience it, all you really need to do is make your way to the Civic Center on a Tuesday night. And to come hungry. For Cross Currents, I'm Rachel Wong.